Yes, is the answer, Jesus. Yes is the answer to this question a lot more often than I would like it to be. The question that I have not been able to shake all week long has been the question that comes near the very end of this parable. The question is, are you envious because I am generous? And the answer for me this week has been that too many times in my life, the answer to that is yes. I struggle sometimes with that kind of generosity, and I stumble over what I believe other people deserve. So the answer is yes. And I also see that right now in our community, in our city, in our state, in our nation, in our world, I am not the only one that is struggling with this. It seems to be that many of us are. Our Congress seems to be at deadlock. Our campus is in convulsions. Our communities are struggling with this question. And then one of the ways we know this about our community is our chalk sign. I don't know if you've walked past it the last several weeks, but there has been a person, and we think it's a person because the handwriting is very consistent. There's been a person with a prayer. It's been kind of a variation on a theme. And one of the first prayers was, I pray that All Souls stops its development plans. And then another week, the prayer was, I pray that All Souls not build a giant, ugly building. For the record, I pray that too. Like every day. Right, as we are looking to expand community and build affordable housing for seniors, I pray that prayer all the time. And also, for the record, I don't want to build another ugly building on the corner. We've already got one. And these kinds of things, I think, are the macro. They're the big picture. And I also feel like this challenge, this struggle, actually also is the case when we bring the focus just a bit tighter. Right? I mean, didn't Jesus have siblings? In fact, we know he did. There's at least James of Jerusalem. So I know he must have come in contact with this question before he met with the disciples. I have a friend who grew up in a family with several siblings, and often there would be this phrase that would be said whenever something was given to someone, a glass of milk or a toy, and the phrase was, I want it. What is it? I don't know whether it is hardwired or just deep-seated, but this dilemma is where we find Jesus and the disciples this Gospel Sunday. And it's like he's standing at the intersection of justice and mercy. Like he is at the crossroads of fairness and grace. And so he tells a story. He tells a story about a landowner, about a long, hot day of work, and about the last and the first. He says the kingdom, the realm of heaven, is like a landowner that goes out early, early in the morning, right? As the day is just dawning, because he needs labor for his vineyard. I want you to think about Home Depot in El Cerrito or Truett and White here in Berkeley, because this landowner goes out looking for labor. And he finds a group and agrees with them on the usual daily wage. Now, we believe that that was a denarius that would be enough of a wage for subsistence, right? You could get your daily bread off of that wage, not a whole lot more. And so they go to work, but then something odd happens. The landowner goes back out and finds more workers at 9 o'clock, and then again at noon, and then again at 3, and then inexplicably again at 5 o'clock. Did he just not plan very well? Well, why would you do this? I mean, did the job get that much bigger? I don't think so. Actually, he goes back out, and when he encounters the workers in the marketplace, what he says is, why are you here? And they say, because we have no work. And so what he does is he says, okay, well, why don't you come and work for me for whatever is right? Whatever is right. That is going to be a sticky wicket. Because when they get through this long, hot day, the landowner tells the vineyard manager to bring all the laborers over, but to pay the last ones first. And what this does, of course, is expose the plan that this landowner has been working from. And so, they come forward, and those who arrived at 5 o'clock get a denarius. And those who came at 3 o'clock get a denarius. And those who came at noon, a denarius. And those who came at 9 o'clock, a denarius. And those who started at the very beginning of the day and worked through the brutal heat get a denarius. It's not surprising, then, that those who worked and bore the burden and worked in the heat come back and say, wait a minute, we worked this hard and you gave them the same? In essence, if they got that, I want more. The landowner responds. He says, I did what was right. I did you no wrong. Didn't you agree for this daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you generous? Are you envious because I am generous? Are you envious because I am generous? So, every time I encounter questions like this, I want to know more about where they came from. So, would you like to guess how many other gospels this parable is heard in? None. This is it. Just the Gospel of Matthew. One more time. I feel like this has been a recurring theme. And so it makes me wonder, what is it that was animating this early Christian community that they would tell this story to themselves. Biblical scholars tell us that this early Matthean community was made up not just of Jewish Christians, because remember at this time there's no hard and fast boundary. It's also made up of Gentile converts, people that are coming to the faith anew. And it seems that there was this fault line that was going through the community about who was in and who was out. Or another way of articulating this first century problem is, should those outsiders get the same good stuff that we insiders get? If only that was a first century problem. Because it feels like a very 21st century question. Should those outsiders get what we insiders get? And it feels to me like this is the conversation thread that is going through so many of our divisions in this country, whether it is the conversation around healthcare, or around immigration, or around housing. And whenever we have this conversation, I find that there seems to be a rough equivalent between when you feel like you got to the vineyard to work and what you feel other people should get. And it's this sense of, and I always hear it in they, and rarely do I ever hear somebody say, we just don't get what we deserve way less than this. Rarely do we encounter this that way. It's always in the language of they. They didn't arrive here soon enough. They weren't born here. They don't have the education. They don't have a job. They don't have money. And so the challenge then for us is, what do we do with this parable? This parable that shows us a glimpse of God that we may not be entirely comfortable with. What kind of a God gives the same reward to those who have worked and those who have not? I think actually one of the other stories we heard today helps us a lot with this. The very first reading we heard was from the book of Exodus. You may remember last week in this book, Moses was riding high. The people were very, very happy with him. They had passed the grasp of Pharaoh. The beginning of today's. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And they do this because they're starving. They are so hungry. And they are complaining about they would rather be slaves in Egypt and have food than die free and hungry in the wilderness. And so Moses comes to God and says, God, we need help. And so that evening, quails fall upon the camp. And the next morning, something shows up that they have never seen before. Food. Kind of. It's this manna from heaven. It's this flaky substance on the ground. Current day scholars say there's this insect called a honeydew insect that secretes it over the ground, and it's this flaky substance, and it was enough to live on. But here's something really interesting about manna that unfolds with the people of God, which is, number one, they all had enough. They all were fed. And it didn't matter how much you gathered, whether you spent all day gathering your manna or just a little while, each household had enough to eat. also with this manna, you couldn't hoard it. If you got in more than you needed, it went bad. So here's the food that God gives. This is how God treat God's people. It is enough for all. When you hoard it, it's no good. And no matter how much work you do, there's enough for you. And still we struggle. We struggle because we stumble over what we believe someone else deserves. And whether or not we have enough, it is hard for us when we feel like somebody is getting something that they should not. And so, this week, I want you to pay attention, and I want you to hold this question close with you. When you come to those places where you feel your heart hardening, or you feel that righteous indignation rising, I want you to put yourself back into this story. Go back to this vineyard. I want you to feel the denarius in the palm of your hand. And as you feel that rising in you, I want you to look at that landowner and take a deep breath as he asks you, "Are you envious because I am generous?"